student loan debt in this country is now bigger than credit card
debt. We're talking student loans here, college students.
Defaulted on their student loans last year compared to just...
Student loan debt is likely to top $1 trillion this year.
Nearly $1.5 trillion.
Student debt is becoming an increasingly common part of our society, with $1.5 trillion in total U.S. student debt and 44.2 million Americans with student loan debt. It's safe to say that this is an important issue in our nation. But why do we have so much student debt, and why are the people that have student debt getting increasingly older? My name is Mae Ban, and I'm a senior in high school. And one of my biggest fears is having a ton of student debt. So I set out to find out what causes student debt and how can students like me avoid it. I first sat down and talked with
Melinda Steffen. I'm the College and Career Programming and Resources Coordinator here at Carmel High School.
She's a great resource for all students at CHS. And one of the biggest things I learned from her was that you and your family need to be on the same page.
Those conversations should probably happen before the senior year, but it's never too late to have those conversations. But really sitting down as a family and talking about the resources that your family has to pay for college, the expectations, you know, and so knowing those things going in. And then I'd say, the next best step would be starting to gather information about what does college cost, so that then you can start to compare what your family's expectations are with what it actually costs.
But what if those two numbers don't line up? What if what you want to do costs more than what your family is willing to pay for? That's where student loans come in. I also talked with
Bill Wozniak, and I am the Vice President of Marketing for InvestEd. What we try to do is offer any Hoosier family, any student, completely free resources about how to achieve graduation at college, but with the least debt possible.
And he says sometimes if those two numbers don't line up, it's not a huge deal.
Let's say it's going to take $100,000 of student loans for this particular profession. And we look and the average salary for that job is $325,000 a year. We're not all that concerned. They're probably going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
Because that's a high-paying profession. Where sometimes you get a mismatch is when the student says, I would like to do this, and it's going to take $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, $150,000 of borrowing, but the annual pay for that is $30,000. So the first step is to look at what you want to do. And people say, well, how does that relate to paying for college? Well, if you don't examine your likes, what you want to do, what your career goal may be, then you might end up at the wrong college, extra time in college, switching majors, which is one of the number one ways that debt comes up.
Another increasingly common problem that is showing up is not just college students having debt, it's their parents.
So what we're seeing is more older Americans, meaning 40s, 50s, 60s, right, are having student loan debt than in the past. And a lot of this is because parents are taking parent loans for the students, right? Or they're co-signing maybe on a private loan, things of that nature. But parents are getting more debt. That amount is growing as the years go along. I mentioned a little earlier the mismatch. The problem becomes when a family has $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, whatever the number may be, of debt. Higher debt, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11% student loan debt, and maybe the student doesn't have the graduate degree. They haven't graduated. They don't have the diploma. And so now you have the debt, but you don't have the ticket, if you will, to the better paying job.
One thing that I didn't know was there's different types of student loans. Now it's not just the 3% interest. There's 7, 8, 9, and 10% interest on student loans. And sometimes families don't understand that, and that becomes a problem.
So there's different types of student loans. The gold standard of student loans is sort of the basic student loan, the Stafford student loan, and in some cases, the subsidized Stafford loan. Now, the student can only borrow a few grand of this type, but that rate could be 3%. You don't have to make a payment while you're in school. As far as loans go, That's a very good loan. There's the Perkins loan, which is 5%, and then you move on up to the Plus loan for the family, which can be 7% with a 4% fee. Then you go to the next step, and the next step would be some private loans, which could be 3 or 4%, or they could be 10 or 11%. And then those loans now are much higher than the subsidized Stafford loan at 3%. And so if you're paying 10 or 11% on your loan versus 3, some loans could be very problematic.
So how do we avoid student debt? Well, there's not really one answer. But do everything you can to be informed. Find people and resources to help you. Apply for as many scholarships as possible. And be smart. Read the fine print and don't miss any of the details. This has been May Ban for the WHJE Community Department. For more stories like this, check out our website at whje.com. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and I'll see you next time.